You've always had what it takes to make it happen, and we know the right tools can make it easier. At Strayer University, we're always thinking about new ways to set you up for success. That's why we give you a brand new laptop when you enroll in a bachelor's program, so you can start off on the right foot and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Eligibility rules, restrictions, and exclusions apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
This episode of The Chalene Show is a special episode brought to you by MarketingImpactAcademy.com. It's an online school that we open up registration to just once a year. If you want to know how to run an online business and you are not tech savvy, if you want to build a better online business, if you don't want to be a slave to your laptop or your phone or to feel like you're constantly on social media, if you don't want to waste a ton of money developing websites or spending money on SEO experts, I invite you to check out MarketingImpactAcademy.com. And if we have already closed registration by the time you hear this message, don't worry, we'll put you on our list and you'll be first to be notified when we open up registration next year. To learn more and to take advantage of my free teaching videos, go to MarketingImpactAcademy.com. And of course, I'll include a link in my show notes.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
You know what? There are days I just don't feel like working out. Now, that might be a shocker to you. And you might think, yeah, so what? There's like years I don't feel like working out. You have to get over that. And it's really, really important. And let me tell you why. It has nothing to do with your genes or how awesome you look or impressing other people. It has nothing to do with weight loss. You need to exercise every day. And I don't mean like, you know, kill yourself in the gym. But you need to do something to get your heart rate up every single day because it's better than medication. It's better than the best drug on the market. Period. End of subject. We're not even going to argue about this. The reason why I need to exercise every single day is because I don't want to go to jail. I'm such a raging lunatic. I'm not as nice. I'm not as patient. I'm not as kind. I'm not as cordial of a driver when I haven't exercised. When I exercise, it's like you can't make me mad. You can't dim my light. You can't kill my vibe. Like you can't even mess with me if I've already got my workout in. And the reason why is because it does something in our brains chemically that allows us to be more productive, more efficient, more alert, more focused, more energetic, more confident, all of those things. And that's what you need to focus on when you have one of those days and you're like, I don't feel like doing it. And we all have those days, including myself. But I haven't created this podcast to convince you of all the reasons why you need to exercise. We'll save that for another day. I'm sure I've talked about it endlessly in previous podcasts. Today's episode is specifically the episode I want you to listen to on the day when you're like, I just don't feel like doing it. This is the message you need to hear. These are the things that are going to help you do it because you know you need to, because you know you're going to feel like $1 million afterwards. And you just need, you know, perhaps a little reminder. The first thing I want to remind you is that instead of thinking about how hard it is in the middle of your workout, like that moment when you're out of breath, instead of that, I want you to literally stop and think about the feeling you have when you're done. Think about the last time you worked out and how amazing you felt. Next, I want you to think about how much you hate people who make excuses and blame other people for their actions or inaction. Hate's such a strong word, I shouldn't use that. How much you dislike people who make excuses and blame other people, right? You don't want to be that guy or that girl. Take action. That's who you are. You are an action taker. You are not one of those people who sits on a couch and complains and then wonders why they don't feel good or why they're in a bad mood or why things aren't getting done. You're not that guy. You're not that girl. So if you don't want to be that person, get up and move. Decide that you're just going to do 5 minutes. This works every single time. All I need you to do today is exercise for 5 minutes. If at the 5 minute mark, you're not enjoying yourself, if you're not feeling just a little bit better, if you're not feeling just a little bit more into it, fine. You can stop. You can count today as a day of exercise, even if it's just 5 minutes. But you know what? You and I both know if you do something for 5 minutes, you're going to do it for 15 or 20, and there you go. You already feel great. It's cover the kids' ears right now. But, you know, it's kind of like when you're not really in the mood, but yet you love your husband or you love your wife, and you're like, yeah, I know this would really put them in a good mood, and I'm tired, and I really kind of don't feel like doing this right now. But if you just relax and say, well, I'm just going to commit myself for the next 5 minutes, and boom, chicka bow wow. Lo and behold, 6 minutes later, you're totally down with it, right? How about this? Start the day off in your workout clothes. And if you're, you know, listening to this right now, specifically because today you haven't yet exercised, go change into your gym clothes. Put on a pair of spandex, lace up your tennis shoes. Just being in your workout clothes makes it that much tougher to say, I don't need to do it today. You know, the very most difficult part of your workout is literally the first thing that you do, the first step, the first action. I always tell people when they come to one of my classes, hey, congratulations. The toughest part of your workout is already over. You already put on your gym clothes, got in your car, made a decision to drive to the gym, hand the guy at the front desk your membership card, and walk through the doors. That's the toughest part. That's the thing that 99.9% of the population won't do today. The rest will be easy. Not in the mood to work out today? I have an instant mood changer, a playlist. All you have to do is open up your phone. You're probably already listening to it now, and I'm not offended in the least if you're done listening to this podcast because you now want to listen to some songs on your playlist. Open up your phone, play some music, and pick out some songs that really get you excited, that you love, and they just get you in a good mood. They're the songs that you like to listen to when you exercise, because music can change your mood. Music can make you feel energized and excited. I mean, think about it. There's certain songs that when you hear them, you're like, I really kind of can't help but move. Like, there's a couple for me. Like, actually, let me see what I have on my playlist right now. Playlist. This is kind of funny. You know what? I'm looking at my phone right now. I have a playlist that's called Angry Music / Pump Up. Yeah, like sometimes super angry rap music gets me all pumped up and fired up. Like, you know, I know I look like a petite blonde from suburbia on the outside, but on the inside, man, I can relate to that Rick Ross. And like Big Sean and just nasty lyrics from Nicki Minaj. Don't judge. I'm keeping it real. When I listen to that kind of music, it gets me seriously pumped up. It gets me like angry, and then I can take out my anger on my workout. So let me just see if I have some songs in here. I am not responsible for any of the lyrics. So there's my parental advisory warning. Let's see what we have on the phone. Freak like me. Ooh, I love this song. Like me. It's called Data Freak. Freak like me. Talk about, here we go. Here's some angry Nicki Minaj. You don't need to hear that. Yo. Truffle butter. Ooh, you're going to love this one. Throwing it back. This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital. Here we go. It's tricky. I mean, you can't help but move, right? Ooh, remember this one? Remember that one? Easy no, no need to go down. Rock that run, that this away from. Easy no, you don't need to go down. Yeah, how about some N.W.A.?
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Hope there's no bad words.
Been doing all this dope producing, you had a chance to show them what time it is.
Come on now.
So what you want me to do? I'm
expressing with my full capability. You don't even know. Ladies from the 80s unite. That was like the best era for music. I like this song. It's kind of a new one. It's called International. So good. Oh, wouldn't you know I'd be like getting a call in the middle of my DJ session? Decline. Remember this one? Little Eminem, my homie from Detroit. Two trailer park girls go round the outside. Round the outside, round the outside. How about this? Ooh, uh-oh, bad word. Hey, Nick, can you beep that out? Uh-oh, beep that out too. I gotta turn this off before you... Ooh, this one's a good one. Collard Greens by Schoolboy Q. So don't you feel like moving, right? I do apologize for some of the lyrics in there, but you know, and like right now, I kind of feel like I should probably stop this podcast and go exercise. A playlist can do that for you. It can pull you right up out of a slump. So create one for yourself. Create one with songs that you just flipping love. If you don't know about Spotify, by the way, fantastic app. Kind of like Pandora, except for 10,000 times better. So like you can pick a song where you're like, I love this song, and it's because it's high energy, it's a certain genre, and you can click create a radio station. And then the app is really smart. It populates the song list and with songs that kind of like match that particular song and feeling. And so then you can go thumbs up or thumbs down, and it will add more songs that are similar to it. And the more thumbs up, thumbs down you give each selection, the more precise it creates a playlist for you. It's flipping awesome. Then you can pay for, I think it's like $9 or something a month. And then the songs are available to you even offline. It's awesome. I'm not kidding. I save so much more money using Spotify versus just buying songs off of iTunes. And I find better music and there's more variety. I just love it. I'm so digging Spotify. In fact, I think what I'll do is make this playlist, one that I just played you a few pieces off of, I will make that public so you could actually follow me. As of right now, I have 5 followers. I feel so lonely. I have 5 followers on Spotify at the moment that I've created this podcast. So we'll be able to see how many people have followed me because they heard my playlist. And I'm not saying you have to love those songs, but it works for me. You know, just music will get you in the right mood, and you start listening to music and it puts you in the right mood, and you've got your workout clothes on, and bam, the next thing you know, you're 5 minutes in, 6 minutes in, and you're like, hey, I'm doing this, right? I mean, it's all about layers of accountability. These are all just suggestions. I want you to remember you can go to this podcast the next time you don't feel like working out. Here's another thing I want you to do. You can create screenshots. So here's what I do. I'll go onto Instagram and I'll take screenshots of people's photos that are super inspirational. Not like the ones where you're like, wait a minute, that person is like 21 years old, has never had children, and I believe those abs have been airbrushed. Not those pictures, but like the pictures of people who you're like, that's super inspirational. That's somebody who motivates me. And I'll take little screenshots and then I favorite those photos so that when I go to my photo album, I know that there's just a little series of photos there that really get me motivated. There's nothing that gets you in a better mood to work out than cute clothes, cute workout clothes, right? I mean, let's face it, you just run a little faster, you get into your workout a little deeper, you take on more intensity, you put more effort in when you have a really cute outfit on. I don't know if that's true for the guys. I kind of think it is. I mean, they might not admit it, but it's certainly true for the ladies. And y'all know you've run past one of those, you know, big stores where they've got the super tall glass windows and you can see your own reflection. You're like, wonder what I look like running. And then you're like, oh, I don't look like I'm running fast enough. I need to look like I'm faster, right? I mean, we've all done that. And when you feel like you look good, you tend to work out harder. And instead of thinking of your workout as like a punishment, something you have to do, start thinking of something right now you'd like to do. So if the last thing in the world you would like to do right now is to exercise or get sweaty or to exert yourself, well, what about walking and listening to this podcast? Obviously, you enjoy listening to podcasts. So why don't you make a list of your favorite podcasts? And there's like so many of them, right, that you haven't got to yet. There's so many things you haven't listened to. Nobody says you have to kill yourself and jump up and down and, you know, be sweating profusely from every part of your body and blood dripping out of your ears in order for you to really like count it as a workout. You just need to get your heart rate up. And you can do steady state, moderate cardio, and that can really improve your mood. It's great for your body. I mean, in fact, you really shouldn't be killing yourself every day anyways. So why not just make a list of podcasts you've been dying to listen to and you just can't find the time to fit them all in, and listen to them and make that the thing that you're looking forward to, rather than saying to yourself, I'm not looking forward to exercise. Flip the switch, turn it around 180 and say, you know what? I'm really looking forward to a little bit of get smarter time. That's what I call it when I listen to a podcast. I've got a list of podcasts and I have a huge amount of audio trainings that I like to listen to on MP3. In fact, every program that I do, including the Courageous Confidence Club, Marketing Impact Academy, and Smart Success, for each one of my Academy members, I always make sure that they have every single lesson on MP3 so that you can use your time on an elliptical or while you're on a stationary bike, or while you're walking outside in the beautiful fresh air to get smarter. I mean, there's no excuse for the people who say, I just don't have time to learn this or to learn that or to exercise. That's something that I really support, is multitasking when you're combining exercise with something that expands your brain. If you've never checked out Pinterest, that's something you can do from your phone or from your desktop computer. And you can just type in anything like motivational workout or motivation to exercise, those type of phrases, and you'll pull up tons of images that will inspire you and phrases. You can just create your own board. And anytime you need a visual boost, something that basically makes you feel like, okay, I got to do this. I can't just sit here and dread it. I actually want to do this. I can visualize it. It's almost like having your own vision board, right? And you can do that on Pinterest. And again, Pinterest has a fantastic app that you can see directly from your phone. Now, I'm not trying to talk you into spending a bunch of extra money to get fit, because you don't have to. I mean, you don't have to wear new clothes. You don't have to buy a new pair of shoes. You don't have to spend any money whatsoever. But we all know that new gadgets and toys sometimes get us really excited to exercise. Things that I love, and you've heard me talk about them before, are these they're little gadgets. Like, for example, the Jawbone, which is like a bracelet that you can wear. And I'm a really big fan of the Body Bug. And Nike's coming out with a new watch that's fantastic at tracking not only your exercise, your calories, but your sleep patterns, calorie consumption, your steps, all of those things. And just tinkering around with them can really inspire you to improve your stats each day, to get more steps in, to make sure you get enough sleep, and to just kind of monitor, okay, how many calories did I burn today? And you can look at that very quickly and go, whoa, I've really been pretty inactive today. One thing that I've noticed, in fact, I'm recording this right now from a standing position. I recently purchased a standing desk because I was finding I'm spending, you know, 3, 4, sometimes 5 hours, right, recording a podcast or doing interviews, and that was in a seated position. Being in a seated position is like the worst thing you can do for your body. It's just hard on your back. It's hard on your knees. It's hard on your hamstrings. It's terrible for your posture. It's terrible for your circulation. I don't know who invented the chair, but it should have just been a temporary device. Now, I'm not going to lie, I sometimes get really tired standing here. But then I look at my calorie output. My calorie output when I'm just standing and speaking versus my calorie output when I'm seated, it's almost double when I'm standing. That's kind of crazy. I mean, it's cool because that's just one simple way that I can burn extra calories while not having to exercise. Well, that doesn't even make sense because I'm recording a podcast about why you should exercise. I digress. My point is, if you can, you know, have new toys and new gadgets to take a look at, those kind of things can sometimes inspire us to burn more calories and be more active. Now, it might sound cliche, but remember when you were in kindergarten or first grade and there was that like little chart where you got a star each day that you were on good behavior or a smiley face or whatever. And, you know, boy, it was really motivating just to have that little sticker each and every day. You were just dying for that sticker. It's funny. I've seen adults do this very same thing. What am I talking about? Like, as if I've seen other adults. Me, personally. I mean, I'm so silly. I've got an iPhone. I have all the technology in the world I could possibly need. But I still love like making a giant chart, putting it on my wall, and then creating some goals for myself, and then checking off the days that I've done it. It's fun. It's cool. It's a visual motivation. So a lot of times, like if right now my goal is to lift heavy 4 times a week, right? And 3 is easy for me, but 4, for whatever reason, I don't know, it's hard for me to get 4 days of lifting heavy in. So I went to Staples or like Office Depot or one of those places, right? And I bought these big, giant, oversized post-it notes. And when I say oversized, they're like the size of like a giant cue card or one of those things that kids make reports on. A poster board. There you go. It's like the size of a giant poster board, but they have a post-it note sticky on the top edge. And so I just created little boxes and squares and wrote out for myself a plan for the month of how many days each week I wanted to do each particular activity. Could I put it on my phone? Of course. But it's so much more fun to have it like up on the wall and to put a little star or a little check mark on each day when I actually do that. Yes, I do that. Yes, you should do that. It's extremely motivating when you're looking at that little box and there isn't a check mark, and you don't want to have that day pass you by and realize, man, I could have had a perfect month or a perfect week, and I had the opportunity to exercise and I didn't. That can be awfully motivating. Speaking of which, the opportunity to exercise. If you are already someone who exercises every day, I don't even need to talk to you about this, because you know what a blessing it is to have your health and fitness, you know, to be able to do that. You have that choice. Like, to have that choice is huge, and you really don't recognize it until it's taken away from you. If you have an injury or an illness or disease or some type of a trauma, even sometimes things happen in your family that just require your full focus, and you don't have the energy or the get up and go or the ability to exercise. It's just not even a choice. Man, when that choice is taken away from you, you recognize what a blessing from God it is to be able to exercise. It is a blessing, and you honor it when you exercise. I promise that you will be happier, healthier, more polite, kinder, more creative, more confident. You'll have more sex appeal. You'll feel more sexual towards your partner. If you exercise, your earning potential goes up. I can't think of any negatives with regard to exercising, except that maybe more laundry. I mean, and that's not such a bad thing. It is an honor. It is a blessing. You should be grateful if you have that ability, because there are so many people listening, like right now, who would do anything to get up and run, to be able to jump, but they don't have that ability for whatever reason. And for those people, for people who've come back from fighting our wars, who've defended our country, who've lost limbs, to your loved ones who might be in a hospital bed or dealing with an injury or an illness or a disease that doesn't allow them to do it, doesn't allow them to exercise, doesn't give them that choice. Like, to honor those people, you better get your butt up and move. Honor those people by honoring your own health and fitness. Do you know what I think kills more mojo than anything? Technology, like social media. I can't tell you, I mean, true confession, myself, how many times I'm thought, oh yeah, I'm just going to throw on my running shoes. I'm going to get my run in today. But I'm just going to sit here for a second. I'm going to update my Instagram. And then the next thing you know, I'm looking at other people's photos and leaving comments. And then I'm like, oh, maybe I should check my Facebook account too. And then I'm going into my academies and talking to people in the academies. And the next thing I know, it's been like 30 minutes. And I'm like, what am I doing? I have specified time that I spend in social media. So there is no reason why I should ever lose sight of what time I've scheduled specific activities for. I think technology kills our mojo. So if you've decided that you're going to exercise, put your phone down, or at least turn it on airplane mode. Don't go into your social media. Turn off the TV, turn off the phone, turn off your computer. All that you need is a great playlist, fresh air, and the motivation to do it. In fact, you don't even need fresh air. In fact, you don't even need a great playlist. Just start moving. But turn everything off that's distracting you. Now, speaking of scheduling, I know you're listening to this podcast today because you're trying to find the mojo, the motivation to get her done today, right? But for future reference, I can't stress to you enough the importance of scheduling your workouts the day before. That's number one. And number two, if you really want to make it a rock solid habit, make sure you have a partner attached to that schedule. In other words, we have a home gym that we've built here in the bottom floor of our home, and it's got great equipment. I could work out by myself there, and I do often, but 9 times out of 10, I know it's best if I can invite someone to join me, or 5 or 6 or 10 of my friends. In fact, I'll include a link in my show notes so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. I've had lots of people you've heard even on this podcast, like Lewis Howes and many others, join me here in my gym, our home gym, with myself and my husband, Brett. In fact, everybody at Team Johnson, not like there's a lot of us, but there's like 4 or 5 employees, right? And one of the things we do on the days before we film like our launch videos for Marketing Impact Academy or the Courageous Confidence Club is I'll invite everybody over. We'll get like good and sweaty in the gym. Why? Because A, I love them. B, I want them to feel creative and happy and confident. And I want to feel those things too. If I'm going to be on camera, I want to feel like $1 million. I always feel better after I exercise. So we'll invite everybody over. We'll schedule that time. We go hard. And then, you know, we don't care. They can wear their sweatpants and a baseball cap or take a shower here and we go to work. But if you schedule your workout with someone else, you might cancel on yourself, but you're not going to cancel on somebody else. You're much more likely to follow through. If you don't have a gym in your house, hello, I understand. You could still schedule to have someone meet you to go on a walk or a run or to meet you at the gym or to meet you in the garage and you could pop in one of my DVDs or somebody else's. Heck, you could do Richard Simmons' Sweatin' to the Oldies. Remember that?
Hey, I want to dance with somebody.
Hi. Hi. Hi, everybody. Hi. Hey, come dance with me. Come dance with me. Come on. And you, come dance too.
I don't care what anyone says. I heart Richard Simmons. That's just who he is. Like that big, crazy personality. He's like that 24/7. At least I think he is. In fact, one of the very first times I could afford to fly first class, I was sitting in first class and who's sitting in front of me? Richard Simmons. And did I introduce myself? No, I didn't, but I should have. But he was just so sweet and polite and fun. And then I did an appearance at QVC and the guy who drove the car that took me from the hotel to the QVC studios, I was asking him, I'm like, so what famous people have you had in your car? And he just went on and on and on about how the nicest, kindest, sweetest, most inspirational celebrity he'd ever met was Richard Simmons. So mad props and big love to Richard. My point is, when you've scheduled your workout and you have a partner who's going to meet you, you have accountability. Now, if you're still listening to me and you haven't yet put me on pause, I'm going to assume you've already planned to work out the second this is done, and we're almost there. I just want to give you that last little extra boost. I want you to, unless you're driving, close your eyes. And if you're in a place right now where you can't close your eyes, I want you to just really focus and visualize what it is you want. And don't just think about the physical attributes. I mean, you can start there. That's fine. If you want to think about yourself at an ideal size, or having a certain level of body fat or a certain definition. If you want to picture yourself being strong or being able to finish a 5K. If you have a physical goal for yourself, it's fine to start with that. But more importantly, I want you to think about why it's so important to be better, to feel good, to be healthy. Why is that important? Who in your life matters enough, who you care about, that they become your why? Because there are times when we just don't care enough about ourselves to make it happen. But I know you, and I know you care about someone else a lot. Whoever that is right now, I want you to think of that person and how special that relationship is, how much they mean to you, and how important it is to that person that you're healthy and fit, and most importantly, that you feel good about yourself. And that you feel confident and happy. Now, if you have children, I hope they came to mind. If you're in a relationship, certainly you can be a better partner when you feel like a million bucks. Or maybe it's someone who's battling cancer, someone who has a terminal illness, someone who's dealing with an injury and they can't exercise right now. Maybe there's someone who's going through something that's just so hard mentally and emotionally right now that you can do it for them. Maybe it's yourself. I hope it is. I mean, that's the most important person in the whole world. So I want to leave you with this. I want you to do it because of your why, no matter what that is. Get excited. Get motivated. Sit up straight. Pull your shoulder blades back. Good. Now take a deep breath in and smile. I want you to feel the blood start to pump through your veins. I want you to feel your body start to energize. I want you to feel the energy picking up. It's a physical thing, but it starts with your brain. That's where you get the energy for your workout. It's not the food that you ate. Well, sure, that's what's going to sustain you through your workout. But the thing that you need to get you going right now, that energy, that comes from your brain. That's your attitude. So just decide right now. You're going to do this. You're going to go kill some calories right now and feel like a million bucks. So thanks for spending this time with me today. I would love to know if you are actually listening to this episode while you're exercising, that would be super cool. Like, what if we made a date that every time you saw that there was a new podcast, you just did a very brisk walk that was the exact length of the podcast? That would be pretty cool. Either way, I hope that this is useful for you. I really do appreciate your support, your kindness, your belief, your trust. It means the world to me. I can't stress that enough. This show and many of the other shows are possible, and I don't advertise other programs or services or websites or tools or any of that stuff because I don't need to because of you. The support that you give me by checking out my website, by going to marketingimpactacademy.com, that's the promotion that we're running right now, that's who's sponsoring this show. That type of support allows us to continue to do the podcast. It also allows me to have the kind of relationship with those of you who are interested in starting your own online business before you need it. Like before it's something that financially you can't do without. Like that's the time to start a business. The time to start an online business is before you've even really figured out what exactly it's going to be. I mean, listen to the stories of the people who I've had on the Chalene Show. 9 out of 10 of the most successful people, their stories, when you hear them, they're like, I really wasn't sure this was going to be a business. It was just something I was interested in. I started blogging about it. It was something I was passionate about. It was something I was struggling with. And I wanted to keep track of that journey. I wanted to share my experiences with others. I mean, think about it. From Natalie Jill, who started blogging and doing Facebook updates about her weight loss, to Pat Flynn talking about how people could pass the test that you have to take to become an architect. I mean, so many people, even some upcoming guests who you haven't yet heard from. It's crazy to me how the one common theme is they started something before they knew exactly what it was going to be. So my friends, don't delay. Start today. Why not you? Why not have me be your personal coach? I want to teach you everything I've learned so you can avoid the pitfalls and spending money you don't need to spend and becoming a slave to social media. I mean, I love teaching people how you can create one piece of content and have it continually serve your audience and build a customer list and build your business without having to create something new every single day. Anyways, I love you, I appreciate you, and I want you to remember, you are the bomb.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.